The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 15th day of
16th.
April 2025. 16th.
And
is it the
16th? Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I want it to be the 15th. Okay. Anyhow, the 16th day of April, you just heard it. She can't. She's always got to speak for me. All right.
Oh.
There you go. Way back in the phone booth, we have Pastors Mighty Man Aaron and Eric, and they're back there waiting for the calls because it's pledge week. And those numbers are 888-281-1110. That's a credit card or 888-677-9673, right there in the glass cage where we keep him. He's the Lord of the board. I'm going to tell you, he's the rooster of the producer.
Oh.
None other than Style.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
I'm okay. Oh. And then live in the studio, you heard the cackling. That's Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And then we have with us in here tonight, the Elder Randall Barkley.
Good evening, everyone. God is in control.
All righty. Now, way out yonder, he's back. Listen, what happens when you have two different Larsons? It's called larceny. This is what we have. We've got Pastor Joe Larson from out there in the Ozarks.
Good evening. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. And
who's this other Larson that's on deck tonight?
That is Hal Larson. Often I call him
the one and only Pastor Hal.
Yes,
that's right. How you doing?
Hey, hi, buddy.
There
I'm
you go.
All right.
So we have two Larsons. Two Larsons. Who would have ever thought that I'd ever do a program with two Larsons at the same time? Right. Okay. A two Larson night. But anyhow,
double blessing.
We always start the program off. We always pray before the program. Sometimes we pray verbally. Other times we pray silently. But we always pray before each program. But Monday night this week and Pledge Week was not a good night. I mean, we really fell short. And I prayed about it. And then so last night we opened up the program and we had different people pray. And we asked the folks out there all from coast to coast to pray with us because we're up against... I have to raise 40,000 more by next week, another 40,000 by next week, okay? And so we asked the folks to do it, to pray with us, because we have a lot of information we get out to people out there that's, a lot of what, we get letters from people all the time saying, I would never would have known this had not been for you, okay? And so... Folks, we've been the watchman on the wall. None of us in this ministry take a pay. We don't get paid. We do it because the cause is a righteous cause.
Yes.
And so and that's why we've been doing it now for some 50, going on 51 years. And so Anyhow, that's what we're going to do tonight. But, you know, we had a call come in last night, and that's how God answered that prayer last night. We more than doubled what we came in on Monday night. And the last call came in last night was for a matching gift of $1,000. Can you bring that down where I can see who that was? Yeah, the last call was Adam in Illinois. Adam in Illinois plays $1,000. So we want to thank you, Adam, out there in Illinois. And so maybe we can get some people to match Adam's pledge tonight. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. So I'm going to start you, Pastor Joe, to just pray for this ministry. And we prayed for you last night. And yesterday you didn't sound good at all when we talked, but today you sounded much better.
Yeah, that's much better. I couldn't talk for more than a few minutes without coughing, and yeah. Anyway, much better. Let's all join with me in prayer. There's so much to pray for. There really is.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for that wonderful Christian message that our president delivered. It was powerful. It was faithful. It was far better than what I've heard most pastors preach during Holy Week. And, Lord, I thank you for a leader like that. I thank you for that delivery show. The man really has not just faith, but understanding. It was biblical. It was true. And it felt heartfelt. And I thank you first and foremost for that. But, Father, Heavenly Father, I want you to be with Pastor Ernie. I want you to bless him. He carries a heavy load. As we all get older, that load gets heavier, harder, takes more time, more effort, more sacrifice. So, Lord, I want you to bless him in every conceivable way as he does your will night after night. And, Lord, for this ministry, it's done so much for so many for so long, and what's really been done with so little. And we thank you for that, Lord. The hearts have been touched. The people have learned of your word. The people helped. The warnings given. And, Lord, I would just ask you, if it be your will, we need your help now. Bills must be paid. The ministry needs money. And too often we forget to turn to the source of everything. Lord, I just ask that you would bless this ministry, that you would bless this pledge week as you helped, you know, me recover quickly, that you would reach out and touch the hearts and minds of our listeners tonight, and that they would hear the call for help, and that you would touch their hearts and they would answer accordingly. And Lord, we just, this special week, how can we just say thank you, Lord, for all you've done.
Yes.
For going to the cross for us, for taking our place, for dying for us that we might live and be born again. Lord, just may this week people all over the world be touched. May they hear your words and your message, know of your love, your mercy, your forgiveness, your blessing. And we just thank you for who you are and what you've done. And Lord, may we just serve you completely. We ask this in Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen.
Amen.
And after the prayer, I want to start out. We're going to donate, pledge $200 tonight to start things out. That is about all we can afford at this household. Some of you have been blessed with jobs that make a lot more money than a pastor or a retired veteran. And those of you that the Lord has blessed with professional practices, with businesses, things like that. And you can use your money instead of your time. And most of you that are very successful have more money than time. And this is a way you can put your money to good use. And the Lord has said in his word that when you support a ministry that blesses him, anything that blesses him, praises him, he will bless the giver, that you will receive your blessing for it. So we would just ask you tonight, Pastor Ernie's given out the numbers, and we need your help. That's it, Pastor.
Let me give those numbers again right now. The lines are open at 888-281-1110. That's credit card line. The other number is 888-677-9673. And folks, we really need to hear from you. In 50 years, we've never stood down. We've never backed up. We've never compromised. Not one time have we ever compromised. And we've gone face to face. We've exposed the corrupt judges. We've exposed Satanism. We've exposed corrupt police officers. We've gone after this. We were one of the very first people to expose what took place with the Clinton mob. And folks, like I said, how many babies have we saved over those years? The ministry here that we put out, we're 24,000 since 73. So we never, ever have a slow day here. Every single day is a battle, but we know the cause is the righteous cause. We do run to this battle. We do run to this battle. And when the Lord says, who should I send? Folks, we believe every word of God's word, the Bible, and we say, send me, Lord, here I am. Pastor Hal, would you want to pick up?
Yeah, you know, that people need to realize, especially Christians, that the main reason they're still here after they get saved is to lead other people to Christ. I was passing out some tracts this afternoon, and four guys came by, and I gave each of them a tract, and one of them said, well, I don't need this because I'm saved already. And I said, well, is everybody you know saved already? And I said, the main reason God keeps you here, right, is to win other people to Christ. He came into the world to seek and save that which was lost, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. And if we're not doing it, then, you know, why should he even keep us here? And so they took the tracts and, you know, said they were going to pass them out and everything. But the one guy told me, he said, well, I can't see shoving it down people's throats. And I said, I wish that was the problem. I wish that was the problem. The Christians were too fervent, that because the Bible says compel them to come in. But the fact is, it's just the opposite. Christians are cowards today. Most Christians won't even present the gospel, even sheep, you know, like sheep and everything, because they're too afraid what people think of them or something like that. And they're going to let people, their relatives, their friends, the people they work with, die and go to hell because they don't want to offend anybody by presenting the gospel to them. But Jesus didn't worry about offending anybody when he died on that cross for them. And, you know, the Christians today, they need to get the backbone. They need to get the love for God. They need to get the gratitude, and they need to go out there and introduce people to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why this world's in the situation it is now, because preachers have failed the churches. Christians have failed the lost. This whole world has failed, as far as the body of Christ goes, 90% of them never pass out a tract from the time they get saved to the time they go home and be with the Lord. And that's pitiful. So I want to encourage everybody out there that you're here right now, if you're a born-again Christian, because God wants to use you to further the gospel. And that goes for this radio ministry, too. This radio ministry needs to pay bills to stay on the air to win multitudes to Jesus Christ. I've heard that at any one time, there could be as many people as a million people listening to this program. It's from coast to coast, all over the United States. That's a lot of people we could lead to the Lord, and that's a lot of people you can get rewards up in heaven for in sacrificing what you can for this ministry to stay on the air. God will reward you, too, just like he will Pastor Ernie and Brother Joe and anybody else. You'll be standing there getting rewards, too, if you help this ministry, no matter what you give. You know, you become a part of this ministry and a part of getting the rewards in heaven. So, I mean, what better thing can you do with your life outside of getting saved than lead other people to Christ? So please, just put that on your heart that you're going to be give everything you can, pray for this ministry and everything else as unto the Lord. And God will bless you. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. Pastor Joe pledged 200, and Esther in Chicago matched that with 200. James in Ohio pledged 25. And Bill in Hartville pledged 100. And Ann in PA pledged 100. and Patrick in Ohio pledged 100, and Pastor Hal pledges 200. So very, very good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. The phone lines are open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Elder Barkley.
Amen, amen. I thank God tonight that God has not given us the spirit of fear. also, just I know that we not only are considered victorious, but we are more than conquerors. And I love this radio station. I know we deal with politics, we deal with health, but as the Larsons have said, it is really about the gospel. Because the word tells us that hell hath enlarged itself. And when I think about where I can really invest my money to help another soul to make it in, as the word of God says, as Jesus even told his disciples, he said, look, when they came back ecstatic over the fact that they could cast out devils and they had power over the enemy and things like that, he looked at them and he told them, he said, listen, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. So I understand that you have authority over these things, but you need to rejoice that your name is written in heaven, or shall we say in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so that is important. And anybody tonight, I would say, move away from that fear, move away from just saying, well, you know what? Somebody else is going to do it. Somebody else is going to make it happen tonight. We are asking you to help us make this happen. And we need you tonight. Don't worry. Don't be fearful. When you call in, your credit card or whatever information that you give, it is secure. And we have so many times given to help support this, and we're asking you to help that. And I just want to say a quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know you said that men, again, ought to always pray and not to faint. And so, Father God, we are calling on you, Father God, right now. You said the kingdom suffereth violence and the violent take it by force. And so tonight, we're not sitting back in a coward state of mind, Father God, but as victors, as conquerors, Lord God, and we are praying and we are pressing, Lord God. We know that our Savior that went before us, he prayed, as it were, drops of blood and sweat mixed together, Father God, to intercede on behalf of us. And so, Father God, as we celebrate this week, Father God, the resurrection, as your Son said, I am the resurrection and the life, Father God, we are praying right now that even in this situation where we might be behind in finances right now, this is nothing, Lord God. If you went on the cross, you took the torture and the pain, and you died for our sins, Father God. Certainly raising this 40,000 is not that big. We just need the hearts of the people, Father God, to come into union, Lord God, with what you're doing. And so, Father God, I pray that the people tonight would be encouraged. I pray even for Pastor Sanders tonight to be encouraged, even as the prophet had to tell the servant, Lord God, as he was fearful because there were those that were encamped about them, Lord God, the armies, Lord God. But the prophet said, open his eyes to see that there are more that be with us than that be with them. And so, Father God, with that, Lord God, we pray that, Father God, just as the disciples went and found the money in the fish's mouth, Lord God, that this, Lord God, would be met. This need would be met. We ask this in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to match Pastor, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do 200 tonight as well.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much. Rose in New York pledges 100, and the Elder Barkley pledges 200. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'm really encouraged tonight. This is really the response we've been getting is encouraging. So I've already pledged 2,000 this week already. I pledged 1,000 Monday and 1,000 Tuesday. And I'm going to step out and do, this is the last one. I can't keep doing this, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to step out in faith and pledge one more thousand
right
tonight, okay? And see if I can get someone to match. Can I get one more? Can I get somebody to match my 1,000 out there tonight? So anyhow, those numbers are 888-281-1110 And that's the credit card line, or 888-677-9673. All right. We wanted to go back to our scripture tonight. The title of the message was Jesus Offers Himself to the Nation of Israel. And we started out here in Matthew chapter 21 with verse 1. But tonight we're going to pick it up where we left off in verse 12. And here we talk about when Jesus went into the temple and he cleansed the temple. And so, Elder Barkley, go ahead and let's take a verse at a time.
21 and 12 in Matthew, it reads, "And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves.
And he said unto them, It is written, My house should be called the house of prayer, but you have made it to a den of thieves." Now, here, you know, this is the Lord Jesus had righteous indignation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you talk about going in and by the way, this is the second time he had done that, okay? Mm-hmm. He did it the first time. We'll look at that earlier in his ministry. He did it, but this is righteous indignation, and people will say, well, you never saw the Lord Jesus lose his temper. He didn't lose his temper. Mm-hmm. It's righteous indignation. Here, just on the radio program before this one, we had a lot of people had righteous indignation. They were offended. You had two guys on here telling people that unless you speak in tongues, you're not saved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so he's telling people, did you know that, Pastor Joe, that you know that you're not saved, or Pastor Hal? What do you fellas think about that?
I think those guys better go back to square one and start reading the Bible again.
Yeah, I will go along with that 100%. They have not read God's Word. They do not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit guiding, directing them, or they would know out here we just call that Bravo Sierra.
Yeah. I was waiting for them to walk through here, the studio, because normally that's the way they leave here, but they went out a different way. I was waiting for them, but, you know, he tells you in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 19, "A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." Boy, if you want to sow discord among the brethren, according to these guys, then Spurgeon wasn't saved, Moody wasn't saved. If you talk a lot, you know, Jonathan.
Billy Sunday.
Pardon?
Yeah, I mean, Pastor Sunday, you could go down a whole long list.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Graham, I mean, you just name anybody, and none of us are saved. You and I aren't saved.
I never read one place where Jesus spoke in tongues, did you?
No.
No.
He didn't.
But we're pretty sure he was saved, right?
No, I think he's the Savior.
Right. Now, you had, the Apostle Paul, he says he was speaking in tongues, but Peter never said he was speaking in tongues, or the other apostles didn't. Did you ever hear, did Dr. Luke ever refer to speaking in tongues?
No.
All the tongues in the Bible were known languages of this world. There wasn't some jibber-jabberish
they straightened that out tonight. They straightened that out tonight. They read passages where it says unknown tongues that nobody ever knew these. No one ever heard these ever before. Only angels used them. But again, you know, here this is causing division among the brethren without necessarily. If you want to believe in that, that's fine. But when you tell people, and when I take a good look at, you know, George Washington wrote a lot. I read a lot of his things. He never mentioned ever speaking in tongues, okay?
Well, you know, charismatics, the angels up in heaven, they don't speak in some gibber-jabberish either. In fact, it said in heaven they sing Alleluia in chapter 19, verse 1, Alleluia, which is two Hebrew words put together, meaning praise ye God. So, you know, they speak Hebrew. Then that when they came down to talk to the people in the Old Testament, they spoke Hebrew to them, people spoke Hebrew back to them. So there's no case was their mindless jibber-jabber spoken to anybody in the Bible. Old Testament or New?
Well, you know, the Apostle Paul made it very, very clear about when he spoke of the sign gifts that here, when it comes to tongues, they would cease. They would cease. And we're talking about corporately. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen at all. We can't limit what God will do. But corporately, the tongues, just exactly like Paul said, they would cease. They did, okay? And words of knowledge. And these guys are saying that the book of Acts is continuing, okay? These things are continuing. New prophecies and things are continuing now in the book of Acts. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, you talk about offending, you know, offending the brethren, that's one thing, but offending God, that's another. And so, Ryan and Kent pledges 75. Thank you, Ryan. Alrighty, the numbers are 888-281-1110, or that's, again, that's the credit card line, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. We'll be right back.
This crazy dream about some folks who love this country who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off. When the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. Worth it up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. Wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore.
We're not gonna take it. We haven't. This is why we've been pushing back. And you just have Pastor Joe and I, for I don't know how many years, we pushed back against the deep state here on the air. And Pastor Hal, and to hear recently, we've had the Elder Barkley in here with us, but we've been pushing back, folks. And that's what we're supposed to do. Run to the battle. And we've been running to the battle. Because all, you know, I really, really feel that we're really close to the Lord's return. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's just. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I forgot to mention at the beginning, we have part three of Pastor Ernie Sanders' exhilarating moments and untold challenges and many stories in between. We've had. We are out of part two, but we had two printings of part one. So we have part one, and we have part two, and we're a part three, rather, right now. Part one and part three, a donation of $25 or more is what we're asking. If you're destitute, you can't really afford one, you'd really love one. If you do have a DVD player, let us know, and we'll see if we can get you one. Now, also, if you want both of them, instead of we give you both of them for donation of $45, we'll knock $5 off, okay? And so anyhow, we have to do this to raise money. But we've gotten a really, really good response. Did you two guys? Well, I know Hal, you've seen it, and Pastor Joe, have you gotten those?
Yes, I've got one and two.
Have you? Okay, very good. Yeah, we've gotten a really good response back, and from people. So, you know, I was a little. You know, I wasn't so sure, you know, but I was amazed at the response we got. So, anyhow, folks, we have those available. Also, let's see, we've got Donald in Illinois pledges 100.
All right.
Is that Jose or is that Joe? Jose in Ohio pledges 200.
All right.
Okay. And Michael in Ohio pledges 100. Vicky in Colorado pledges 200.
All right.
Dorothy in Illinois pledges 100. And you have to, well, somebody pledged 35, and I can't read that, who that is. But anyhow, we have, let's see, Mike in
must
California.
Have been in English, huh?
Mike in California pledges 100. And Frank in New York pledges 100. So thank you. And Ryan and Kent pledges, Ronald in Ohio pledges 35. Thank you, Ronald.
Amen.
So, thank you. We got them. Anyhow, you know, we're getting text messages, Joe. When we prayed for you last night, we prayed for you and Harriet. We prayed for both of you because we knew Harriet was down, too.
And one of those that never gets sick, and this is the first time in many years I can remember that she's actually been down sick. It's kind of scary to somebody that usually is impervious to colds and flu.
And people have been texting me, asking me, how is Harriet doing?
She's doing a lot better. She went quilting today. So
very, very good.
She's
okay.
On the mend.
That's what we wanted to hear. All righty. I believe we're going to have Miss Wendy Wilson calling in and joining us here in a few minutes, too.
Oh, wow.
Again, so the number there is 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. That's a credit card line. Got to hit on, well, here she is. Miss Wendy is here. Hey, Wendy, are you there?
Hey, Pastor. Good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, young lady. Say hi. We got two Larsons with us tonight. We got both Pastor Joe and Pastor Hal.
So, oh, wow. Hey. How are you guys doing?
How are you doing, Woody?
Oh, good to hear your voices.
Good to hear yours.
I'm calling into support Pledge Week. I recently sent you $515, and maybe somebody can match that.
Alrighty, put all Wendy right. down for 515. Okay, and see if we can. You know, every time you've done that so far, we've had a match. Every time you've done that, so 515. Let's see if we can get a match from Wendy for 515 out there. There you go. Who would wants to? You're a real rose between the thorns here tonight. Well, I'm going to tell you.
That's right.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Anyhow. It's been a very, very tough week. I'll tell you, with I didn't tell people about this, but I had real serious hearing problems, and about 2 weeks ago, I woke up and I couldn't hear anything. I mean, nothing at all for 2 days, and I've been going and getting treatments there, and I'm going to have some inner ear surgery to correct the problems. You know, so anyhow, folks, you might keep that in prayer. But I'm the reason I told you about all that is, boy, meanwhile I've got these hearing aids that are supposed to be helping me. I'm going to be getting some new ones, and these things pick up every kind of background noise you wouldn't believe, Joe. I mean, if you go into a restaurant, the people set their fork or spoon on a table, I hear it.
Doctor, I would believe you, because I just not too long ago had some surgery on my ear. They made special hearing aids for me. Sounds like you're going through the same thing I went through. I put them on, and it scared me because I could hear, you know, my things when I walk in the hall, the sound shoes make. Also, like you said, the noises, it was almost frightening. I almost wanted to take them off. It was like, what is going on? It was almost freaky. I was pretty much deaf in the right ear, and all of a sudden I'm hearing, and it was, that's it. Yeah, I can understand totally. It's hard to explain.
We live out in the country, and you have a lot of bugs, spiders, and things out there. So one of the ladies in the church came in one day with a big box. She went out, and she got a whole box full of these things you plug in the wall, and they put out a silent, they send out these silent sound waves or whatever.
Gets rid of insects.
Yeah, to get, and I guess insects or mice or what, you know, rodents, whatever. But you're not supposed to hear them. I can hear them. I can hear them. It makes it like it sounds like a helicopter, you know, when the wings are that sound. I can hear that. I can hear the refrigerator.
It's so powerful where they really amplify the sound, right?
Right. Everything I need to hear, everything I hear except for what I need to hear, people's voices are garbled unless it's a deep voice. And unless I have these earphones on now, you know, you guys are coming in clear. But high-pitched sounds, very hard to hear. So I've been battling with that, and then with all the other stuff happening, oh, man, I'm telling you, we've been in prayer for people because we've had so many people sick, and you know, you guys know we lost Elaine. We've been praying for
Selene, yeah.
Yeah, Elaine Connolly, I was looking for her for almost 2 months, and guess what? I find it the day after she dies is when I finally find out. I contact her brother, and for almost 2 months we couldn't find her, and so then she passed away, and they're going to have a memorial service and let us know when that takes place. I don't know if it's just a private family or what, but anyhow, we've had so it's been a very tough year, but we got to get on with some of the things that's happening out there. And
well, I've got two stories for Wendy to comment on.
Okay.
First one, COVID shots trigger suicidal thoughts, violent behavior, homicidal ideation. New study finds dementia 140 times more likely among those taking flu shots. The results are from the association between COVID-19 vaccination and neuropsychiatric conditions by multiple authors, including Dr. Peter McCullough. And he talked about acute psychosis, anxiety, delusion, mania, panic attacks, schizophrenia, all at least in part were triggered by the mRNA COVID shots mandated by government, corporations, et cetera, et cetera. And it also suggested surges in brain injury, cerebral hemorrhaging, brain clots, dementia. It's kind of alarming. This was according to Slate News, and was listed Bob Unruh, World News Daily.
Right. Yeah, so I did a show on that not too long ago, probably in the fall, where there were some journal articles on that where they were showing you that the viral pathogens do create all kinds of things, including dementia. So, I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of things that, you know, the shots are being known for producing. I know, it's just the virus.
You mean we were right to tell people not to take the poison poke?
Well, I mean, viruses are usually the most lethal, the most dangerous. They're more easily transmitted and shed off to other people. So, and when you tend to combine viral pathogens, in other words, in a lot of your flu shots are virulent and they call them quad virulent. So there's four strains of viruses in your flu shots now, at least four. And I've read some journal articles from doctors in the 80s and 90s, and they said that neurological problems started to become evident when they started to combine viral pathogens in a single shot, so your MMRs and your DPTs. So they said it wasn't that Tourette's syndrome and autism became easier to spot. It just didn't exist until they did that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping Robert Kennedy can confirm that for everybody.
I have a clip I'm going to play. I didn't get it loaded yet, but...
Bottom line.
Joe, are you there? Did we lose Joe?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you know what? For some reason, your audio just really...
I just went off. I was just going to say, the bottom line just seems like the more we know, the worse the disaster was, the more the government is complacent and lying to us, deceiving us, and all those millions of people that died. I'm surprised there isn't more anger out there. I think people should be kind of mad when we hear this. People died. Millions of people died. And our government is responsible.
The last numbers, it was over 21 million. Over 21 million. Now, that's worldwide. That's not just
worldwide.
The United States.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but here, a whole lot more people died from the kill shot than died from the COVID.
Right.
And, you know, again, but somebody, as long as Fauci was getting rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
As long as Big Pharma was getting rich, that seems to be all accounts. I'm going to play a clip, not tonight, I don't have it loaded, but we have here about these measles shots that these kids are getting there. A couple of kids have died, and I have these two doctors that come out, and they said they did not die from the measles. They died from the treatments that they got for these measles, the way they're doing it. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, folks, it's...
I think didn't one child die from being treated for pneumonia or something?
You know, they didn't say that. They just said it was the treatment that they received in this hospital, and that they want to force these vaccines upon these children, and don't. They're poison. Don't take them. So I'll play the clip maybe tomorrow night. I don't have time to get it loaded up and get it in tonight, but it's it's really you know, interesting.
Well, do you guys remember, I think it was during the Obama administration, that we had an outbreak of measles in the upper Midwest and even into Canada. And it was the CDC was really watching it, and they were really getting concerned because the kids there were really getting sick with measles. And then they come to find out it was the vaccinated children that were getting sick with measles. And what concerned the doctors was the cases of measles were different. They were just more virulent, stronger. And so the doctors in Canada and America, they're got together and they looked at the serum, the vaccine itself, and they found that it wasn't an organic, natural form of measles, and it had been altered to make it much stronger, and anybody that contracted the measles or got the vaccine, they shed the virus off for more than 2 weeks, and they had the measles longer, and it was harder for them to get over it. So that's what they determined, you know, back in, I think it was 2010.
Well, you know, here at Cleveland Clinic about 2 years ago, they came out with this study that they said that if you got the COVID shot, the kill shot, you were four times more likely to get COVID, okay? Remember how many, Biden kept saying, get the shot, you won't get COVID? And he happened to have, he got it, what, four times that we counted, right? And so here they tell you this, and it's like, how stupid are you people? You're four times more likely to get COVID. So let me ask you this. If you're four times more likely to get COVID, how many times more likely are you to die from COVID?
That's a good question.
Yeah, okay, so, but after telling people that, then they said, the shots are available, we have the shots for you. In other words, come on in, dummy. It's unbelievable out there. I'm hoping that Kennedy can do something, you know, about these things. I don't trust any vaccine anymore. I mean, I wouldn't take any because you cannot trust. I mean, the trust is gone. The trust is gone in the AMA. As far as I'm concerned, they're an illegitimate organization. I have no faith in them at all anymore.
They sold their soul like the pharmaceutical giants for money. I mean, you know, money is the root of all evil. These people have done what? All sold out the American people for money.
Well,
it's not,
you know,
a new story, right?
Yeah, but it's money and common sense, too. It's like, how dumb are you? Remember?
Yeah, you've got children, grandchildren, friends, family. Yeah, I mean, it is kind of an insane thing because other people will suffer, and even those that, you know, their own families are going to get hurt.
Well, you know, in the immortal words of Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does.
It does. Well, you evil. Know. I think it should be changed to evil is as evil does.
Well, when the AMA came out and said they're no longer going to put male or female on birth certificates because they really didn't know that there was only two genders.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's deceit. That's again evil because they knew better, Pastor. And it goes back to it's just plain evil.
Yeah, this is why we've lost all trust. I have absolutely no trust in the AMA at all anymore. Just absolutely none. All right, the phone lines are open.
The Supreme Court in England just came out and said there's, you know, male and female. The definition of a woman, they defined. Landmark legal definition of a woman, and is a someone born biologically female, excludes now all transgender women from the legal definition, and you know, Europe's all abuzz about it, but they actually came out and said the truth.
Well, you know, when I was in third grade, if you'd asked me what is a woman, I could have told you sometimes they could be mothers, sometimes they could be sisters. Sometimes they can be daughters. I would have known that, okay?
Yeah. And,
but how could you be, you know, this Kentaji, whatever her name is, Jackson?
Yeah.
How can you possibly be a woman and not know what you are? Right?
It's kind of difficult. It's a lie. She lied.
Yeah.
It's deceit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's an amazing, that's where we're at today. But Trump notches win as inflation eases more than expected in March. We got to, you know, Trump's, they've been telling us over and over. And by the way, James Carville came out. And James Carville is telling everybody that this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, that Donald Trump is going to declare martial law.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
He's going to lock you down
scared?
This coming Sunday. So, be prepared. So,
hey, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
I had shared with you not too long ago. I think in the fall there was this research that came out of the Frontiers of Microbiology, and they were trying to find new ways to take herbal plants and make a new drug for flus and colds and flus. So to their surprise, there was an herb that killed your influenza and your entero and coronaviruses in 46 seconds.
Wow.
And it was willow bark.
Oh, wow.
Willow bark?
Yeah, so in vitro what they found is just like Fisher's plant kills smallpox in no time at all. It's shocking to science. And same thing with Ebola and tuberculosis and dengue and Marburg. There's herbs. God made sure we had herbs for these things.
Willow bark. Now, I've got about everything you carry, but I don't think I've got any willow bark.
Willow bark is the plant they extracted salicin from to make aspirin.
Aspirin, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so willow bark is our pain anti-inflammatory.
Okay, so that's that willow bark is in that. All right.
So basically it was any opened or closed end viruses, willow bark destroyed it.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's very, very broad spectrum. So you know, COVID and any of this other stuff and influenza, it's one of those must-haves in your medicine cabinet.
I got to get the numbers out. The numbers are 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We have not had a match for Miss Wendy. If she doesn't get a match, it's going to hurt her feelings. It will.
And, you don't want to see her cry and get upset. Right. That's really sad, folks. You don't want to hear that on the radio.
No, but
hey, Pastor, I got a question. Why do men not like to see women cry?
Because usually it's because we did something to make them cry,
and we feel helpless, stupid, and they're either crying because they're sad, we don't know what to do, or we did something wrong. It's one of the two. Things.
Yeah.
I think it's that protector mechanism that we have built in us.
Yeah. Well, we don't like to see our women hurting. We don't. Right. We don't like to see them.
And I guess it's sort of like a human kryptonite, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, for those of us that are normal, you know,
right.
Real men.
There's a natural affection with men and women. You know, that's why. Us normal guys, we only marry women, right?
Yeah.
And you normal women only marry men because that's the natural thing to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it certainly is. I mean, it's just I just chalk it up to reprobate minds. They're just gone crazy, insane.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely. You're right. It's absolute lunacy, what is taking place out there. But you know, it goes right along with end times. Here, all you have to do is read 2 Timothy chapter 3. They give you a whole litany of things, and it describes perfectly the way we're living in. And the interesting thing there, too, in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3 and 4, when it talks about the end times, it talks about the unsealing of the book. We're seeing that happen, the unsealing of the book, and again, there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it tells you the last days. We're coming up to a break, so hang tight in there, folks. We'll be back. How many seconds? 10, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Give.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.